You're listening to Dread Central Radio. We hope you've enjoyed Animal Chat with David Berkowitz. Now stay tuned for Dread Time Stories season premiere.
Good evening, boys and girls. The harvest moon is full, and the streets are once again filled with ghosts and goblins, witches and ghouls, on that most special night of the year, Halloween. It's the perfect time for another Dread Time story. Costume parties are fun for everyone. A chance to be what you've always wanted to be for just one night. But some people take their costumes just a little too seriously. For example, tonight's tale takes place at just such a party, held in an old abandoned house. Spooky times are on the agenda, but so is murder. Tonight's Dread Time story is called Howl-oween.
Everybody says this party's going to be the best one ever.
I can't wait. Do you like my costume?
You make a sexy little Bo Peep. What about mine?
My strong, sexy caveman. Are you sure this is the place?
It's what the flyer said. You're not scared, are you?
No, of course not. Why would I be scared?
Well, alrighty then.
Zach, Tina, glad you two could make it.
The old place looks awesome.
Yeah, it's cool and creepy.
Thanks. Okay, so everyone's going to unmask at midnight, but not before then. See if you can guess who is who.
Oh, okay. Let's see. The scarecrow over there is Nick.
Right.
The devil girl there has to be Sabrina. You can tell by her huge boobs.
Too easy.
Hey, who invited Sheldon? And where's his costume?
General invite. Everyone got one. Oh, shit, here he comes.
Hey, guys, awesome party!
Hi, Sheldon.
Isn't this great? Halloween's my favorite holiday. Everyone could just be what they want and let their hair down.
Yeah, really great.
So, where's your costume?
This is my costume. I dressed up as a normal person.
Yeah, right. So, let me show you guys around.
There's more?
Yeah, the party's in here. But we set up a first-class spook house on the rest of the house.
Cool.
I don't know. I don't like those things.
Oh, I love spook houses!
We know!
Come on, I'll show you around.
Right this way into my lair.
Ooh, I love the witch's cauldron.
Dry ice?
Only the best. Through here we have...
the torture chamber.
Awesome!
Wow, look at all the bodies. They look almost real.
Cool, huh?
Man, this must have cost a fortune.
What do I care? My dad's rich and will pay anything to keep me out of the house.
Ew, what's all this sticky stuff on the floor?
It looks like blood.
Damn it, the hydraulics must have leaked again. Looks cool, though. Watch your step. We'll move on to... the surgery room.
Wow.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Major props on the realistic body, bro.
I didn't put that there.
Yeah, right. Alright, so what else is in here?
Yeah. Through here...
Steve? This is an empty room, dude.
We call this... the blackout room.
Steve? Steve!
He just left us in the dark!
Whoa, I can't see anything.
What's that? What's there?
Calm down. It's just sound effects. It's pretty cool, though.
Hold my hand.
Okay. Wow, who knew the darkness could be so creepy?
It's scary, but it's kind of romantic, too.
It sure is!
Sheldon!
What?
Out. You, out now.
Hey, what's the big deal?
Sheldon, we'd like to maybe go through the rest of the spook house alone. Just the two of us. Without you.
Oh, I get it. You two wanna... Okay, I gotcha. I'll be out partying.
What a weirdo.
He's not so bad. He's just different.
Yeah, differently weird. Come on, let's go see what else there is.
Oh, gross.
Wow, look at all the bodies. This isn't like the other rooms. It's just like he threw extra body parts in here.
It's like he wasn't even trying. Wait.
What?
That one's wearing a costume. That looks like Nick.
No, it can't be.
It is! Look at the mask!
Nick! Hey, Nick. Good gag, man.
Nick!
Holy shit! He's really dead!
Oh my god! What happened to him?
I don't know. He's been torn apart! Let's get Steve and get the hell out of here!
Wait. That body on the operating table. The one Steve said he didn't put there.
What about it? Come on, we have to go.
But what if it's... It's Sabrina!
Oh my god! The torture chamber. Oh, what if...
They're real! All the bodies are real! Look, that's Sarah!
What in the hell is going on here?
We have to get out of here. We have to go.
So, what'd you guys think?
You murderer! You killed them!
They all look like they've been torn apart!
What the hell are you guys talking about? I didn't kill anyone!
See for yourself, psycho!
What are you talking about?
Look! The bodies! They're real!
No, they're not. They're just... Holy shit. Jennifer? They are real! Oh my god!
We have to get out of here!
What the hell was that?
You guys, don't go out there! You'll never believe it!
Sheldon, what the hell's going on out there? Why are you covered in blood?
It's killing everyone!
What's killing everyone?
It's a
what?
What is it?
Tell us what it is, or so help me out!
It's a werewolf!
A what?
A werewolf, you know, fuzzy body, big claws, giant friggin' teeth. Not like the Lon Chaney Jr. type. I'm talking about a David Naughton here.
Oh, ha ha ha. Very funny, Steve. All right, you got us.
You little nerd. We've got real problems here.
But it was! There was a werewolf!
You saw a guy in a suit and everyone was playing into it, right?
It's not funny. Look, he's shaking.
Something scared the little pipsqueak pretty good.
Listen to me! It wasn't a suit. He came in, he changed into a wolf, and he started tearing the place apart.
Did you see who it was?
No, I mean, it happened so fast.
Oh my god, he's been here the whole time. He's been killing people and stuffing them in here.
It's the perfect place to hide a body. Inside a spook house. Who would know?
Shh. Listen, do you hear anything?
No. Do you?
No.
I can't hear anything either.
Me neither!
Shh! I think it's gone.
I'm not going out there.
We have to get out of here. Maybe it's gone.
But what if it isn't? I mean, what if it's waiting for us with its long claws and its drooly teeth and it wants to bite us and chew us up and suck our balls?
Shh! Come on.
Oh my god!
Holy shit! They're all dead!
Who could have done this? There's pieces everywhere!
I told you it was a werewolf!
Knock that shit off, Sheldon!
We have to go for help.
Dude, we walked here. We're not going outside if that thing might still be around.
My car's outside, but it's only got two seats. Two of us will have to stay. They can lock the door and wait.
With all the dead bodies? Ew.
Look, whoever did this, he might still be out there.
It's better to be in here with the bodies than out there with God knows what.
I'm telling you, it was a werewolf.
Sheldon, if you don't shut the fuck up about that...
This isn't helping. Okay, Tina, you should stay. Lock the doors.
I'll stay.
Fat chance, nerd. I'm staying with Tina.
You want me to go out there? I mean, it's the full moon.
Yeah, and if your werewolf comes after us, I'm using your skinny ass to stab him in the heart.
That's vampires!
Whatever, just move.
I don't think I can stay here.
They'll be back soon, I promise.
I'm scared.
Yeah, me too. Oh, no.
Oh, my God!
Let me in! Let me in! It's out here! It's got Steve!
Hurry, let him in!
I saw it! It was the werewolf! I mean, it tore his head off and started eating it!
What do we do? What do we do?
I don't know! Maybe if we just hold out until morning.
What time is it now?
It's midnight.
Midnight? Then everyone's supposed to unmask.
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess I'll go first.
What the hell?
What are you doing? Oh my God!
You're a...
werewolf!
What's the matter? Don't you like my costume? I told you it was what I always wanted to be. A normal person.
Well, boys and girls, I suppose there's a lesson to be learned in all of this. While you're out trick-or-treating tonight, take a good look around you. Goblins and ghouls, vampires and zombies, and not everyone is wearing a costume. For some, no costume is better than any costume at all. You're safe now. The moon has gone down and the monsters are going off to bed. Check your candy twice. Make sure your jack-o'-lantern stays lit until the morning. And keep a few extra silver bullets nearby, just in case. Have a frightful and safe Halloween.
Bedtime Stories is brought to you by Dread Central, the largest horror news site in the world, by Rotten Cotton, where your insides on the outside, and by AmericanHorrorWriter.net, creators of fine horror novels available worldwide. Good night, folks.